Oh, hey, honey. I'm so glad you're home. How was your day at work? Good? I'm glad. Here, let me help you. There you go. Right now? Okay, but before dinner, I wanted to talk to you for a minute. Maybe if we just sit down, okay? All right, so it's about the new job that I took. You know, the part-time secretary job at the firm downtown? Yeah, exactly, the one that pays really well. So it was my first day today, and it's a really nice office and everything, and the people seem nice, and my boss seems nice, but, well, there's something to the job that I hadn't exactly anticipated. Okay, so I got there, and my boss greeted me and showed me around, and I filled out all the normal paperwork and stuff, and by then, it was around 10 a.m., and he told me that I could start my first day with a special assignment. Something that I'd fulfill every morning between 10 and 11. And then he took me into the staff room, and it was very nice, well decorated. There was a coffee machine and a fridge and a little sofa. And there was also this table with stirrups, kind of like the one you'd see at a gynecologist. I know, honey, I had the same reaction. But then my boss told me that it was really helpful for the staff to de-stress in the morning. He says they're more focused and productive if they can get, well, stuff out of their system first. Well, I really hope you're not mad, but my boss, he's got a vibe about him. I don't know, it's like a confident father figure kind of thing, but not conceited, just kind and nice and protective. I really didn't feel that I could say no to him, and you know how well the job pays. Oh, sorry, right, I didn't actually tell you what happened yet, did I? Okay, well, after that, he told me to undress and get naked. And I did. I mean, I didn't really think I could say no, and then a lot of stuff happened over that hour. I'm sure you don't want to hear about it, but I just wanted to tell you so that you. What? Really? You want me to tell you all the details? Okay. Are you getting hard? Oh. Okay, I guess I'm glad you're not mad then. So, do you want me to maybe there. That's better, isn't it? Wow. You really are hard. I'm so glad you're not mad. Here, let me stroke you. Oh, right. The story. So, I was wearing my mini green summer dress. Yeah, that's the one. And after he told me to undress, I was nervous, but I pulled it over my head and put it on the side of the table, and then I stood before him in my little red panties and my white bra. Yes, the boring one. Sorry, I didn't really expect anyone to see what was under my dress today. Anyway, I opened my bra and let it fall away from my nice big tits. Here, let me just... Yeah, there you go. I thought you might want to see them in case you forgot how they look. Do you like that? That he saw me just like this? Oh, yes. And then I took off my panties and stepped out of them and out of my shoes. And just like that, I was naked in front of this stranger. And he smiled and looked me over and told me what a beautiful young girl I am. I gotta admit that I actually got kind of wet at that moment. He was just like a proud father looking at me. And, oh, you know how that gets to me. Oh, and then he told me to get into the stirrups, and so I climbed onto the table and laid down and put my feet up. My pussy was wet and wide open, and he smiled at me. God, I was probably beet red. And then he told me that he'd be back by 11 to show me the rest of my regular duties and left. So, there I was, completely naked, pretty much right out there in public. You seem really excited by this. Well, after a while I relaxed and I thought this would be over without anything actually happening, but just then three of my coworkers came in, a man and a woman, both probably around 30, and then another man in his 50s. They were very friendly and made polite conversation while they had coffee and asked me if my first day was going well and stuff like that. And I thought they might just leave again, but, well, then the girl started casually playing with my nipple, and the old guy moved to stand between my legs, still making small talk. And then he took out his dick, which was rather on the average side if you want those details. And then he just slowly slid it inside me. Baby, I never knew you liked stuff like this. Oh, your dick actually got harder when I said that. You really like the thought of another man just casually using my pussy, don't you? Oh yeah, he fucked me for maybe a minute, and all the while he was sipping his coffee and making small talk, and then, oh, he just came right inside me. And after he pulled out, the other guy came and took his place. They didn't even clean me up. He was a bit bigger, and oh, while he was fucking me, the girl started masturbating while she sucked on my nipple. Oh, all of that got me pretty hot and even wetter, and I'm sure that we actually all came together, the girl and him and me. Oh, and then after it was done, they just wished me good luck on my first day and went back to work. And I was just lying there, flushed and out of breath and dripping cum. Well, there were maybe 5 or 6 other guys that used me after that, but there's not much to say about most of them, really. Oh, there was this one very cute one, though. I think he's a college student. Freckle-faced boy. A bit on the nerdy side. I guess he's working there for his summer job. When he came in, he seemed a little startled by the sight of a naked woman. He mumbled something, probably trying to say hello, and then he just stood there and fumbled around while he tried to sort the mail, dropping stuff on the floor since he really didn't seem to be able to concentrate on his work. It was so adorable. Finally, I told him that he could use me if he wanted, and for a moment, he stood there completely frozen. Yes, of course, I invited him to use me. It's my job, after all, and I'd already been used plenty that morning. Oh, don't act like that. Oh, your dick tells me that you're loving this. Anyway, after a while he finally came over and just stood there between my legs, almost like he didn't have a clue what to do. And I smiled at him and asked him if he needed some instructions. Oh, he was beet red and he just nodded shyly. So I helped him open his zipper and pull down his boxers. Oh, baby, he had such a cute little dick. And it got me weirdly excited to, you know that I was the first one to teach him about sex. Oh, his little dick was already hard, so I positioned it right there against my wet pussy and told him to push gently inside. Oh, God. He moaned like crazy when he entered me. And he actually lasted quite a while. I kept telling him how to do it best and how he should touch my breasts while fucking me. Oh, he was a really good student, and I don't think tomorrow he'll need any help fucking me. He's practically a pro by now. And then, near the end, he sped up and, oh god, he came so much. I felt completely filled up. And then he quickly pulled out and tucked his little dick away and thanked me and rushed out of the staff room as fast as his feet could take him. Oh. Then, finally at around 11, my boss came back, and I figured he'd tell me that I'm done and that I could get dressed again, but instead he checked his watch and said that I still had a few minutes left, so he wanted to take a turn if I didn't mind. Like I said, he's such a polite gentleman. So I nodded, and he opened his pants and took his dick out. Oh, and baby. Oh, it was the biggest dick I'd ever seen. I must have looked shocked or frightened, because he told me that I didn't have to worry and he'd be very gentle with me. Oh, I got so wet again when he said those things. Oh god. It just made me ache. And then he really was very gentle with me, and oh, I'm glad, because oh, he was so big. I needed it that way. Oh, he filled me out completely. Oh, and I came before he even really started. Oh, and he fucked me so good. Always telling me what a good girl I was and how I was doing a great job taking his dick. Oh, I came so hard. Oh, I don't even know how many times I came. Oh, god, baby. Oh, are you getting close? You like me stroking you? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, and he kept fucking me, and then he sped up, and oh, I was in heaven. It was so good. And then he came deep inside me, filling me up with his hot seed. Do you like that, honey? Do you like the idea that so many men came inside me today and used me for their pleasure? Do you want to fuck me now too? Is it your turn? Or does it make you even hotter not to be allowed? All those men filling up my pussy, and you just here, coming in my hand or on the floor. Oh. Oh, that's what you want, baby, isn't it? To come. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what you'll get. You don't get to come inside me. Just to come in my hand. There you go. There you go, baby. Oh, God. Yeah, there you go. Oh, in my hand and on the floor then, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, I didn't even know this side of you, baby. Oh, but I like it. Oh, I guess you want me to tell you more about my days at work from now on then, huh? And maybe you'd like to visit me at work sometime. Oh, but you'll only be allowed to watch, of course, since you don't actually work there and my pussy is there just for them. Oh, yes. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow.